Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. It's so great to be with you, and I am super excited today because I get to share one of my favorite gospel passages, and especially this very first verse of the gospel from today's daily mass. It's John chapter 14, verse 1. When you hear it, you'll probably understand why I like it so much, but it's a great message from Jesus to his disciples. And you and I, if we're Christians, we are disciples of Jesus. So essentially, he's speaking directly to us today. These are the words of Jesus that I'm going to pass along today. And it's such a positive message. It's such an uplifting message. Sometimes it's a little tougher for me to deliver messages, which, they sound a little iffy. They're a little bit maybe not as uplifting. I try to stick to the script each day. I try to look at the gospel from the daily mass. That's sometimes I go to the first reading, but I try to just let the Lord stretch me a little bit and not just share what I want to share. And then I don't want to say a positive spin, but present it in a positive way, because the gospel is literally good news. Sometimes we have to look a little bit closer to see that good news, but it's all good news. But sometimes, as in today's case, it's very obvious what the good news is. So let me just read it. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, what I like about this is this gospel passage starts out with the words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And that's a great message for especially somebody like me who tends to struggle with anxiety. My heart tends to get troubled very easily. And I need Jesus to tell me, I need him to speak those words to me. Let not your heart be troubled, or do not let your heart be troubled. And one of the reasons this is so good, such a good message, such a powerful message, is that we are all looking for peace in life. And we can all get troubled very easily. It's not that difficult to get troubled. Simply by looking in your social media feed, turning on the news, it is very easy to end up being troubled. And Jesus reminds us that we don't have to live that way. And what I like about these words is the fact that he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." In other words, we have some say in the matter. We cannot let our hearts be troubled. It's not automatic. It's not just, okay, well, I hope my heart isn't troubled today. No, he's saying it's something that we can choose to do. And how do we do it? How do we choose to not let trouble dwell in our heart? Well, we can choose to turn to Jesus with everything, with our problems, turn to him and praise him, follow him. And then he will give us the peace. So we're not manufacturing the peace on our own. But we all have the choice. I may not be able to fill my own heart with peace, but what I can do is turn to Jesus and believe him. And in turn, that's going to give me the peace, but that peace, that supernatural peace, is going to be a gift from Jesus. But I still have a say in the matter because I can choose to turn to him or not. So I'm going to recommend you do that today. Don't let your heart be troubled. Turn to Jesus with whatever you're struggling with whatever is causing you to be burdened. Turn to Jesus. Ask him to help you and see what happens. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I look forward to joining you next week on the program. Bye-bye now.